representatives of UN member states, it is an honor and privilege for me to share with you the achievements and challenges we face in Georgia to ensure access to health care and promote social protection, social support to those who need it the most. I would like to reflect upon questions and recommendations regarding children's rights and children's protection. The priority of the country is to raise the child in the family environment where his or her rights and the best interests are protected. With this goal, the Parliament of Georgia has adopted the Code of Rights of Child in 2019, which sets high standards in terms of child welfare and protecting the interests of the child to well-being, safety, healthcare, education, development, social, moral, and other interests. The Code guides how all agencies, local government bodies, and other administrative bodies work with and for children. In this regard, social rehabilitation and child care programs are implemented, focusing on prevention of child abandonment and empowerment of children and families through cash support and cash remittances and non-cash support to families in crisis situations. Also, mother and infant shelters are provided for women at risk of abandonment of their children. Providing protection and shelter for children in need of state care and guardianship through foster care, small group homes, psychological counseling, legal representation, and social work is also our priority. Providing support to children with disabilities through various rehabilitation programs, assistive devices, and most recently, a personal assistant program has been ongoing. We continue to diversify our services to children and are planning to implement a number of important projects in this direction with the support of our local civil society and international partners. I would like to highlight the issue of child labor and children living and working in the streets. For several years now, there has been active support programs to children working and living in the street situations, which aim to prevent abandonment of children, prevent separation of families, providing psychological rehabilitation and integration for children, as well as providing safe housing and shelter for them. Forced labor, including child labor, is being monitored by labor inspection since 2016. Labor inspectors are authorized to inspect labor conditions with the aim to identify and respond to violations. In 2020, the ministry, in consultation with social partners, adopted a list of works which, considering the nature and circumstances of the work, can cause harm to health and safety of the minor. This document serves as guiding principle for labor inspectors. Significant measures are undertaken to fight stigma and discrimination and promote inclusion and participation of persons with disabilities in society. Social and physical rehabilitation programs promoting independent living and social inclusion, such as daycare centers, supportive devices, habilitation, rehabilitation programs are implemented, and variety and access to social programs and services are increasing every year. Major reform planned is introduction of so-called social model of disability in the country. We believe that this change will further contribute to mindset change that will lead to further inclusion and participation of persons with disabilities in society and in economy. And pilot projects are underway and ongoing. In response to the questions from member states regarding integration of internally displaced persons, I would like to highlight the government of Georgia contributing implementation continuous implementation of durable housing program for IDPs. Under this program, the state has already provided housing for 45% of IDP population. The process is active and ongoing. The government is implementing different projects to provide IDPs with livelihood support as well. Since 2015, the ministry implements the program on reintegration of returned migrants, and from 2017, the program of integration of persons under international protection, such as refugees, humanitarian status holders, asylum seekers, and stateless persons is ongoing. Numerous recommendations were issued regarding labor rights protection, and Georgia has made significant progress in adopting legislative changes and implementing policy reforms to promote safety at work and establish an effective enforcement mechanism. On September 29, 2020, the Parliament of Georgia voted for amendments to the Organic Law of Georgia, Georgian Labor Code, and adoption of new Law of Georgian Labor Inspection. Amendments to the Labor Code outstandingly strengthen the legal framework for protection of labor rights and define labor inspection to ensure state supervision over labor legislation of the country. Accordingly, a fully-fledged labor inspection service is in place as of January 1st, 2021. Enhancement of universal health care program in 2013 was a significant step towards safeguarding the right to health. UHC covers planned outpatient, emergency outpatient and hospital services, planned surgical services, oncological disease treatment and childbirth. From 2017, the costs of medicine for chronic disease to vulnerable citizens below poverty line, pensioners, as well as people with disabilities have been introduced. In 2017, a comprehensive long-term maternal and child maternal newborn healthcare strategy has been approved, which defines a 14-year state policy for maternal and newborn health, family planning, sexual and reproductive health, and the strategy is currently under process of implementation. Improving mental health is one of the priorities for healthcare system. A state mental health program is fully funded by the state. Since 2014, a system of mental health services has been transforming from hospital-only system to a system of psychiatric treatment, which includes community services, crisis intervention centers, dispensary clinics, social services, and most recently, mobile teams of doctors and psychologists who conduct home visits. The process of reviewing, updating, and harmonizing the Georgian mental health legislation with EU legislation is currently underway. Much has been achieved and much more remains to be done, and we will continue to work with local civil society and international partners towards improving healthcare system quality and access to healthcare and providing social protections to those who need it the most. Thank you for your attention. Thank you.